curtain?
Yeah, curtains up in front of the stove stairs.
Was this a piece of the...
The clothes put up in front of the clothes stairs. It had the shelves in there, and the clothes doubled up in them shelves. And then the curtain up in front of them.
Was that a piece of the furniture?
No. Yeah, a clothes stairs. No, we didn't call that part of furniture. It was just something to hold the clothes. And we had built good boxes nailed up on the wall for quilt boxes, put quilts in.
Okay. Now, talking about that clothes press, did it have a mirror on it?
No. All the mirror we had was just a mirror for a front bedroom.
Okay, this clothes press, it wasn't something that was built in then?
No, it wasn't built in. It was just made on the, a wall up on each side that way, up to a higher and up to a higher bit of reach, and then shelves put in that.
Okay. Folks ever call that an armor? Or?
No, we called it a clothes press.
Now, did you have, what about the things that you have at the window, you pull them down?
We didn't. We had, yeah, we did. Yes, we had that I guess it's plastic.
Yeah.
That, pulled down with the windows.
What'd you call it?
Call it shade.
Shade?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, did you have any different types of bedrooms? Any different names for any types of bedrooms?
No, just a bedroom. Bedrooms.
All right.
We have a bed.
What about other sorts of rooms in the house?
Well, we didn't have right now. Just a kitchen, living room, and bedrooms.
Okay. Did you have it upstairs or a part of the just under the roof?
Well, I wasn't really living upstairs, but when we moved to the better. You're fixing to move there. My brother built us a big two-tour house, but I spent 2 years old then. And we had two big bedrooms up there. We had two big 16 by 14 rooms below, and two upstairs, and then enclosed halls. There were both halls, one down below and upstairs were closed, and a porch across the front of the house.
What would you call the room maybe up at the top of the house?
Well,
it's
a bedroom.
No, up at the top, maybe on the second story or just under.
It's upstairs.
Yeah, something just under the roof. This would be.
Loft.
Loft,
yeah.
Okay.
It's under the roof.
Now, Miss Dixon, did you have a place where you, a little room off the kitchen where you might keep canned goods or part?
We didn't have canned goods them days.
Or, you might keep your stores there, maybe your barrel of flour or something like that.
My daddy went to the town last year. Some of the family did. The neighbors would get together and they'd have a covered wagon and they'd bug up together because they had to wade through them sloughs here in the town.
What's a slough?
It's a low place with water in it, mud and water.
Yeah.
And they were no graded, it wasn't bridge, you see.
Uh-huh.
And they'd sometimes stick and bog down and others would have to pull them out.
Yeah.
So they'd go in bunches, three or four covered wagons would go together, ox wagons. And we'd go twice a year. And we'd get 3 bags of flour. My daddy would buy 3 bags of flour each time. And each barrel would have 3 bushels of flour in it.
Uh-huh.
And we'd set them in that big open hole in the new house. And the insects.